Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Of all the worrisome material swirling about out there, Grand Theft Auto 3 may have given our generation of adults something new to worry about.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and joining me, as always, in his own house,
it me, Ben Vanel. And joining me, as always, in my own house.
I'm trying to remember like another olden days internet thing that people kind of pretended now that they never were saying all the time, like it me.
Ken has cheeseburger.
Oh, I guess, yeah, okay. Yeah. The original lolcat here. Lolcat. Woo! No, what was the Top Cat theme?
Don't know.
You asked us this like the other week, didn't you?
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah. You asked us something Top Cat.
He's the top,
related.
He's the tip, he's the flap. It's Top Cat.
Top Cat. He's the tippy top, Top Cat. Lolcats.
Yeah.
It's what you do on 4chan.
I don't think it was.
Back in the day for some of the people who are now in jail, and rightly so. Top Cat. Woo! Welcome to the podcast.
That's Adam Knox.
I'm having an okay time today. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful day.
Bit lovely big windows in here. Blinds are open.
The sort of day you'd want to cram all those windows full of like sheets.
Yep.
And the real kind of hardcore stay inside people hanging. So you know when people are they want to be inside so much in the darkness.
You put up your blackout curtains.
It's not blinds. You're putting up sheets.
You're gaffer taping multiple layers of newspaper onto the windows.
Yes. A whole bunch of cardboard on the window.
Better Call Saul style.
And it's meant to keep people out. But when I see that, I want to know what's going on in there. Yeah. If you'd have just put up a curtain, I wouldn't have given a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
they're
now
dealing
I'm
drugs.
Interested. Well, yeah, probably. A lot of meth labs around town.
Yep, yep. I wouldn't know about that, though. What I would know about is video games.
Because there's so many was my point. That this is the sort of day you want to block out that sun.
I've had to do that sometimes. There is a lot of light that comes through here. And they're only Venetian blind, so a lot of light still bleeds through. And when I want to play, you know, an Elden Ring network test.
A Grand Theft Auto Trilogy Definitive Edition.
A Halo multiplayer.
A Inscription update.
Yes.
Yep.
Maybe Shin Megami Tensei, a little bit at the start if we have time. Mm. For example, just off the top of our heads, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Obviously, having mentioned them, we won't talk about them on this episode. No. That would be not funny.
We've given them enough airtime already.
Absolutely.
We don't need to go into it any further.
Yeah.
But we've been talking a little bit about, we're getting near the end of the year.
Yep.
I think it's been a great year for games.
Surprisingly.
So much good stuff has come out. So I think we all, I mean, last year there was a lot of overlap in our games of the year.
Yep.
We sort of, last year there were more like kind of big games that I think will end up sort of being all timers.
Yes.
But this year a lot more of a spread of just like very consistent, great fun stuff to play.
Yeah.
So it is going to be legitimately hard to put together a list at the end of the year, I think, for all of us, for our game of the year episode. But not to get ahead of ourselves, but one game that I think will not be ranking a mention of any of our list, or indeed anyone on planet Earth's list, is the Grand Theft Auto Definitive Edition Remastered Trilogy. Actually, that's unfair. I'm sure some people will have it on their end of the year.
And probably, from what I've seen, people who had made up their mind about it before they played it would all have it on their game of the year list, and they're like, this is exactly what the real fans wanted.
Yes.
And it's a remaster, not a remake, and I'm going to get what I want.
You guys are fucking idiots. What the fuck would you not enjoy about this game? Cut to 1 week later and the same YouTube video gets the comments, I bet you guys are going to go easy on this remaster that Rockstar is absolutely fucked up.
Let's go back. This game came out a week ago. Rockstar did not send out any review copies to any outlets, which is always a great sign, just a ringing endorsement that the people responsible for the product have a lot of faith in the quality of it.
We knew that we were going to be getting it a bit earlier than most people in the world, so we were looking for those reviews. We were actively trying to find what the sort of general vibe was.
To see what the lay of the land, because they also there wasn't much out there about it.
We because it Australia,
out.
By the way, not because we got any Rockstar stuff.
No, we were not the only outlet in the world to get a review code.
No.
Yeah. So we last week, just by virtue of the fact that Australia is like one of the earliest time zones. The day it came out here, we did a video, quick first impressions. We put it up because it had not come out anywhere else in the world yet, and because there were no preview copies of it sent out.
Yes.
We ended up being one of the first quote unquote outlets to have any footage of it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which meant that the video that we put up got an insane number of views overnight.
Well, more views than that our YouTube channel, which has great stuff on it that you should go to youtube.com/filthycasuals.
That's it.
But more views than some of our videos getting because people who are listening to this should go to our YouTube channel and watch the videos there.
Yeah, they're great. They're as good as the podcast.
We do two a week.
Yes.
So that's heaps of free content there for you.
Yep.
We do long plays of stuff. We do little first impressions of stuff every week.
You put the cardboard across your window and you turn on the computer and go to youtube.com. So, but yeah, we put up a video that like a bunch of people who don't normally watch our videos came and watched because they were looking for Grand Theft Auto Definitive Edition stuff.
Yeah.
People very excited about the thing, which I was too.
We all were keen to play it.
Yeah.
And there's a strange mix of comments on the video. There's one third of it is fans of this being very nice, saying great stuff. Boys, you've done it again.
Great job on the view count, all that stuff.
All that kind of stuff. The second category of comment is people that seem to just be commenting, just sort of treating it as if the video is just a forum for all things Grand Theft Auto related chat.
Right.
Not even relating to anything about the video, just chatting about GTA with fellow fans, which is fine.
I'm fine with that.
Use
YouTube as a social platform.
Yeah. Yes. And then the third category is people who seem quite angry that we are negative about the quality of the remaster.
Yes.
And then a subsection of that of people who cannot believe that I would have the gall to be commenting that I never played these games back in the day and passing any kind of judgment against the quality of the remaster, including one that said, I can't believe they just kept let that woman keep speaking.
Please, Tommy, the chick is what they said.
The chick. I upgraded myself.
Get the level of respect that they gave you and people in general.
I can't believe they're letting that, I assume, beautiful, buxom woman keep speaking about Grand Theft Auto. But you can go watch that video. We had a bit of fun with it. But there's now been a lot more news about it. Now that everyone in the world has got their hands on it. Mm-hmm. And boy,
there's
this game.
A lot more news.
This game cannot stop posting its L's online.
And may we say, vindicated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a very, very bad remaster. They got Grove Street Games, who are the people who've made like shoddy mobile ports and a 360 port of San Andreas before, to make this, and they haven't done a good job again.
No, there's speculation. I think you pointed this out too, Nox, that the texture upscaling is likely done by an AI.
Yeah.
Which is why all the spelling errors that we pointed out are there.
There's a bit in the video where, there's a sign that says AR guitars $200. And I was like, what the hell? That's almost, if that said air guitars, it's a funny joke.
Yep.
And you were like, I think it did say air guitars in the original. And then someone posted a side-by-side thing in our Facebook group of the very, and you can tell how it happens, very low-res texture in the original that a program has just run the A and the R in together. And I think that little specific thing is indicative of the entire approach to the project.
Yes.
No one has gone through and validated this and checked it. It's gone out with a joke that now literally makes no sense whatsoever, and that's fine.
That sign is the funniest sign in Grand Theft Auto Vic Itty. I couldn't even shorten words. It was more difficult to shorten words.
Grand Theft Auto Vic's Vapor Rub.
Crazy. Which is, of course, available now.
And so,
so many typos.
On the Sitch, the Book of the Moth. Station.
Book of the Moth.
That sort of thing is indicative, you're right, of like, because I bought it on the PS5, downloaded the PS5 version, which you would assume would run better. There's a Digital Foundry video up of GTA 3, which shows all the things that are wrong with it. And if you really want to dig into it, it's an interesting way. Mm-hmm. While you're at youtube.com/filthycasuals, you can type it a search.
Sure, yeah.
But it the PS5 version has just like features turned on that it can't, that this fucking shit ass engine or the bad version of Unreal or whatever it is that they fucked up about it can't do. So if you download the PS4 version on a PS5, you can get it running at 60 frames per second.
Oh my God.
Which you absolutely cannot on a PS5. It is a fucking dog shit
job.
That's
the thing that
done.
We could not get over in the video is that this is a 20 year old game with a few little extra lighting effects and stuff going, but that still doesn't bring it up to the level of something like a Ratchet and Clank, for example.
No,
and it still cannot consistently run at 60 frames.
Right, exactly. Like it is, it looks worse than stuff that runs at that. And it's not like we're saying they should have remade GTA 3 to look like Ratchet and Clank or whatever.
No. Right.
But it just is fucking crazy. And like, I'm going to use the word inexcusable instead of the usual word I use, inexqueezable.
Inexqueeze me?
Like it is a fucking crazily bad job with like alongside the worst that has ever been put out.
It's also buggy. Yeah. We should say. It's not just frame rate issues and like texture stuff. It's buggy.
There's a lot of, there's big Twitter threads of like people kind of looking at the road and the textures, like the lines on the road, just all of a sudden it'll be like you're doing like a Resident Evil puzzle, like a tile puzzle where you've got the thing rotated around the wrong way and it just does the line all of a sudden goes at a right angle to where it's meant to.
It plays worse. The models look worse than the originals.
Yeah. The models look absolutely terrible.
They do look really bad. The rain looks dog shit.
Yeah. Oh, yes. There's that little clip that's been going around where it's like, this is the worst rain in video games. It's just
And the audio, the vocal stuff is so, sounds like people that are talking to you IRL in the game sound like they're on a telephone.
Yes.
Which again is like, they must have the masters. They must be able to scale that up so that sounds, they're just all these little things that like, I know it's not a remake and they've never said it's a ground up, redoing of it. Yeah. These sort of things that generally, there's a lot of things in there that generally you could excuse. Like if the worst problem was that the character models are a bit more cartoony, which isn't to everyone's taste, that would be fine. But then there's just all these things that are just...
Even the audio, not having the original tape still or whatever and just putting that same audio in, I wouldn't have a problem with if the game fucking worked.
If everything else like, about it,
you would expect bare minimum it too.
Yep.
And then the controls being different was part of the thing I was looking forward to. But they're just basically button swaps.
Right.
You're pressing R2 instead of X to accelerate the car. And the original Grand Theft Autos had... The PS2 had pressure sensitive buttons.
Yep.
So it already had that sort of partial acceleration stuff. They've just swapped over the control configuration basically and not made it feel better in the way that they had said that they would. Like the president or whatever of Take Two, I think, was the person who would set all these claims about it. And then on top of that, the different types of aiming styles that they've put into the game really don't work well.
Yep.
The free aim thing feels shitty. The like halfway between lock on aiming and free aim thing doesn't work properly because you have to turn away from the target for so long that it's useless.
Yeah.
It very shitty remasters that are, I think, worse than the PS2 emulation versions they had on the store and took down to put these up.
Yeah,
even down to things like certain songs are missing from the soundtrack. And that's kind of, unavoidable rights and licensing and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes there's not a lot that can be done about that. So you can't really level that at them. But when you are labeling this as the definitive edition, even if it's like, who's really going to notice a handful of songs are missing? Fine. But it's not the definitive edition. You can't say that it's the definitive edition of something if it's got, like, just call it something. That kind of bothers me for some reason because it's like, it's missing stuff from the original edition. It's not definitive.
With no effort to replace that stuff. Like, even if they'd have gone, well, Michael Jackson's not in here anymore, but Gary Newman is, like, it would be something at least,
Sure, because again, and a lot of times there'll be a remaster or something that comes out that's a bit patchy or a bit buggy or whatever it is. And I think, sometimes you can be a bit forgiving of that for whatever reason with a lot of other companies, but not a company like Rockstar that has a worth of, what is it, $5 billion to go, we're not going to bother spending the money on different songs or putting in a bit of, I think that's really what sticks in people's craw. People's craws just absolutely stuffed to the gills at the moment.
Saying craw blimey about these, like.
I thought I was going to say four, but I'm saying craw.
These. This dodgy remaster company who fucked up previous Grand Theft Auto games.
Yeah.
Yep.
That they have again farmed it out to, and they've again done a really bad job. Not only for the people playing the game, which I wouldn't recommend playing these remasters. I would get any other version of the game that they're in. Like San Andreas looks worse without the fog, stuff like that.
Yeah,
there's heaps and heaps of reasons. They still have the weird heat effect on stuff in it, but it's just, it looks so close to you that it just looks like shit.
Right.
Like the shimmering kind of effect from that game. But yeah, every other version better for a player. But then also if you were the company putting these out, it is a bad version for them too, because there have been all these shortcuts, lazy fucking shortcuts they've taken with the code of the game that meant Rockstar had to take the game down for like a week off of the PC because people were digging up like, oh, the old songs are still in the game.
Yeah.
They've just been switched off in like an INI file, basically.
Right. Yeah, been changed from yes to no in a text file. Yeah.
And all the data's still in there, so they are technically still selling these songs, which is something they will probably be sued for.
Right.
All the like hot coffee shit from back in the day is in there.
Right.
Scripts.
Which like, again, they got sued for back in the day.
Yep. Full scripts and like production files from back in the day with like developer notes and things like that for San Andreas. I think only San Andreas are in these files somehow for whatever fucking base version that Grove Street Games were given. So like they fucked it in every conceivable way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than literally putting a disc around.
Well, Hot Coffee's in there, so.
True.
Yeah.
I so I went and bought this on the Switch after we did that video saying
so that's crazy. I had it ready to go for midnight because I wanted to try it. Then you saw how bad it was and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get the worst version.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as like famously now, I've never played the originals. And I thought...
Infamously,
I thought then shut up from now on, Tommy, please. That doesn't give you an interesting perspective to approach this.
All right. But you know what does? The fact that I'm a hot chick.
Yeah, all right, chick, let the blokes talk.
I kind of, I went home and I was like, you know what, I would like, I'm interested to see what it's like on the Switch, because to me that is kind of an interesting selling point now that you can get these games portable and handheld, even though you get them on mobile or whatever. But yeah, just kind of, I don't know, like, and I was like, I do still want to play through at the very least San Andreas because I like a GTA game. I never played it back in the day, and this is the way of doing it on a Switch, so I'll get it. And it kind of, I know there have been some people having issues with it on the Switch. I haven't really had any issues with, other than just all the stuff we've said, like the dodgy character models and stuff like that. But
and like the frame rate is low, I'm assuming, and
the
all that
frame rate
stuff,
is low, like, but it's weird because I'm kind of playing it. I'm like, oh, you know, it's cool that I'm able to play this on a Nintendo console is like a, you know, a big deal for the Grand Theft Auto games. But I keep forgetting that I'm playing a remaster. Like I keep mentally going, oh, it's pretty cool that they've just put this old game on there. Because that's the other thing is like you kind of do end up having to remember that like those early GTA games or just any early open world game, so much of the beginning of it is, you know, it's just kind of teaching you how to play it essentially and kind of setting it all up. But so many of the early missions are get in the car and literally go around the corner. Be in the car for 15 seconds. Like the early missions are so uninteresting. And when everything else about it is so low rent and not kind of remastered up, you kind of, I don't know, it's kind of in this weird halfway between like, who is this for and how much of the benefit of time do you have to give it in the sense that like it's kind of you still do have to go, oh, I'm playing an old game,
right?
But then it does have these enhanced lighting effects, so you're kind of not, and it's really, it's like, who is this for? It seems like it's ultimately just for the people who are firing up on that video that we put up, the real diehards that have played it a million times, love it, we're always going to love this, and all they want is like, oh yeah, it's got a bit of extra lighting effects on it, it looks great. Anyone who's come into this brand new, which I kind of always think after that long of a game coming out, a remaster should kind of cater to people who've never played it before. Like,
yes,
there's a whole generation of people who've gotten into video games post this coming out, and it's a shame that, yeah, this wasn't an opportunity to get a whole raft of new people into it because, it's like you do still have to give it so many concessions on every front, even with the visuals, considering it's a remake. Like
the people like me who played them back in the day, loved them, would like an excuse to play them again. It's also not for me because it is a downgrade from the PS2 versions, basically, for me, yeah. because it kind of runs patchily. Like, when I say, when it, like, it doesn't run at 30 or 60 frames per second. No. Like, it feels shitty because the frame pacing stuff that, like, is all technical shit that I don't really understand fully in the technical sense, but it you can feel it in the game
yeah.
that
yeah.
it is not running smoothly.
But yeah. that's why I got the PS2 Switch one, because I was like,
better weirdly.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah, they were catered for that hardware.
Right.
But that's why I went to the Switch version, because I was like, well, if it's going to run inconsistently on a PS5, at least on a Switch, it does just seem locked at 30. It doesn't dip
yeah.
below
yeah,
30.
Right.
So it doesn't look smooth and it doesn't look great. But it's like, well, that's what they ran at back in the day. So mm-hmm. it doesn't feel... It weirdly enough, it feels like the lower powered hardware is maybe the way to go with it. That said, I do know that there have been a lot of Switch users having issues sure. with it, which maybe I just haven't played enough of it to encounter, or it's in other games that are on there. Or
you would have been better off either way with those original versions just ported over.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about it. If they had of, I reckon they would have had a. They probably would have done better financially and got better press if they had just out of the blue gone, the first three Grand Theft Auto games are now just ported directly over onto the Switch eShop
yeah.
for
yeah.
$15 each, $20 each.
Yep.
They would have gotten so much, people would have gone like, oh, fuck, what? They're on a Nintendo console. That's sick.
Yeah.
And they would have made good money from them, and they wouldn't have been the weight of expectation on them. People would have just gone, oh, this is cool. I get to play this on the go.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like they've done a number on themselves.
That's what they've deleted from other stores yes. as well, which is yeah. just crazy. So I think that this is the only way you can buy Grand Theft Auto today.
If you don't already own them.
Yeah.
If they're not already in your Steam library or whatever, yeah.
3, Vice City and San Andreas, the best way to play them now is exclusively through piracy or eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So fucking
Well, come
nuts.
To my house.
yeah.
But I am still...
I will charge you.
A lot of like obviously what people loved about San Andreas and continue to love to this day does shine through, and I am ultimately still enjoying the game that's underneath it. But then it just gets to these little things where, like, when you brake in your car, it sounds like fucking Fred Flintstone putting his feet down on the ground, which is just like,
yeah,
would it be that hard to just put a newer, like, higher quality braking sound in there so that it doesn't sound like Wacky Races? Like, just little things like that that you go, that something like that that's that small would go such a long way to just making this feel like a little bit more, a little bit less like you have to give it the benefit of the nostalgia glasses.
Either that or just admit it's a port and then you don't think about it.
Because exactly.
games, I agree. I still think they're really great games to play now. Like, the controls are kind of dodgy or whatever, but this fucking hasn't improved them, so whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
And like, I always thought they were okay still. I replayed them like a couple, 2, 3, 4 years ago something.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
the writing is good. Like, time. all the GTA-ish stuff about it is, it's keeping me coming back. And at the end of the day, like, yeah, I do like... just getting a little marker, getting in the car, driving to another marker. I'm just wanting to get past that. I just forgot those, like, early open world games are like, I know early open world quests generally are like trying to just kind of get you to see different parts of the map, but man, they really do not make you go very far at all. It's like, do I even really need to get in the car? This is like, this is literally
around Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. All right.
Not Grand Theft Foot.
Yes.
They'll certainly ramp up to frustratingly difficult at some point in those games.
Yeah.
But yeah, those games are still fun. And if it's the only way you have ever played them, maybe like try San Andreas on Game Pass or something like that.
But or this pack will be on a sale, presumably, pretty, you know, if you can get this pack for a lot cheaper, that's the other thing. The price of it is just, I think that's what's hurt them a lot too.
Yep.
However, they have said that they are going to be working on it and patching it and
if they
and
do that, great.
Updating it. Okay. So,
because, it's crazy.
It might end up being fine down the line.
It's crazy that they have clearly just used an AI to do a lot of this stuff and then had no human oversight, like you said before. Like, it's basically, there's a lot of industries where they're predicated on having an AI that's very smart and then getting humans to validate and check. It's like, it happens in a lot. It's the professional way to do it, basically.
Yeah, right.
And they've taken a shortcut.
I think they've underestimated what a job this is going to be, and they've had to have it out before Christmas.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big Christmas gift for people. They've thought, chuck it in Unreal, crank up the lighting, crank up the textures, and then it's obviously at some point it's ballooned into a bigger job than they thought, and it's like, if we don't have this out for Christmas gifts, there's no point.
Yep.
There's no point having this come out at the end of January.
Yeah. We're working on GTA Online, so we don't have resources to allocate anyway.
Yeah. Missed opportunity and a downgrade from what was available, in my opinion. But those games are still good.
Yeah, they're great games. And I think a lot of people maybe were reacting to criticisms of the remaster in our video, thinking of them as the original games. Because it's like, we love the original games.
That's
like,
why Nox this
and
sucks.
I did play them. Tommy didn't, infamously. GTA 3.
Oh, Ben.
I remember playing GTA 3 on the PC and it, like, just running. It was a shitty computer, but being like, I cannot believe that there's a living, breathing world in a video game. Like, I remember being completely blown away by it. And it's just that, they're shitty remasters.
Yeah, that's all. San Andreas was my favorite game maybe that had ever come out at that point. But so it's a shame to see it done dirty like this.
Yeah, so that coming out and being so poorly done was a pretty bad surprise during the week.
Yep.
But we also had a very nice surprise.
We did have a nice little surprise.
You popped open a can of Pringles and lo and behold.
Man, it was one of the only times when the internet gets carried away about a rumor and it turns out to pan out well.
Yeah, this and Pizzagate, basically.
So, I don't remember quite how the rumors started. I think someone noticed that, like, some servers that were related to 343 Studios were getting turned on.
Right.
Something like that. And people were like, oh, those are like the Halo multiplayer servers. Weird. And then at some point, somebody dug up a thing that indicated that the 15th of November was a time when it was going to be turned on. And then there was a Pringles website that had a co-marketing deal with Halo Infinite where they were getting codes for extra XP in your Pringles, which I tell you what, I'm going to buy me some Pringles.
Oh, yes.
That little cunt with the moustache on the can was all of a sudden holding a gun.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
We got some terrible flavors these days. You had a Pringle in a while? We're fucking weird now.
Yeah, they need to stay in their lane.
Sour cream and onion, is that? That's the green flavor, right?
Chives?
That's the classic.
Yeah,
right. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need. Maybe original.
I need a salt and vinegar Pringle, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But all right. I don't need to go out there to be like, oh, yeah, it's steak at medium rare.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Tastes like barbecue.
I had a Cool Ranch Dorito the other day.
Yeah.
Nah.
Just one?
Hey, man, come stay anytime you like. That's a Cool Ranch.
Come on down to the Cool Ranch.
Hey. Y'all seen my skateboard?
Whatever, man. You kids want to watch an Owen Wilson movie? It's cool down here.
There's reference points for cool things. People that like Owen Wilson.
It's like
movies.
A ranch guy would think that was cool, though. You know what I mean?
I reckon the guy who owns the Cool Ranch is a certain, all right.
Yeah.
But
do you want to hear some Wilson Brothers goss?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were at
As in Owen and Luke.
Yeah, they were at a concert. Someone I know. Okay, this is sounding dodgy. A friend of mine's friend is in a band.
Okay.
We're playing in New York. The Wilson brothers were there in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
They got asked to put masks on. They kicked up a stink.
Ooh. Did
they? They got asked to leave.
You think I'm going to hide this $1 million nose? Yeah, it looks strange, but this is how I make my money.
You want me to wear a mask? Wow.
That's better.
You gotta do the. They're a bit. They are from Texas.
That's great.
You know?
Now do Owen.
I can't breathe. So,
oh my God.
Come on, Luke. Just leave it. It's not worth it, Luke. No.
It is. It's kind of nice that they hang out together. They go to check out. Going to check out gigs.
Yeah.
Have you seen my movie Idiocracy? This is what this is like. You haven't seen it. What do you mean?
Hey, Luke, you want to go see Modest Mouse? I believe that's actually what concert it was.
Oh, really? They'll be all right.
Yeah.
The 15th of November happened to be the 20th anniversary of the original Halo and Xbox coming out.
Yep.
So Microsoft had a stream planned that was an anniversary celebration stream that was on at 5 a.m. Australian time.
Mm.
And because I'd gotten swept up in the Halo rumors, I was like, you know what? Fuck my next day. I'm getting up at 5 a.m.
Yep.
And I watched it. It was like half an hour long. It was okay.
What happened in it? We never really talked about that.
There was a lot of like... animations of the original Xbox's boot up screen and people going like, remember when the Xbox came out? That was crazy.
Isn't there like a doco that they're putting it, like a 6-part series or something on the history of Xbox?
That they're doing an Xbox documentary on Paramount Plus, I believe.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was where the Halo TV show is going. They said something about the Halo TV show as well, showed a bit of that. Bits and pieces of like, hey, here's some people from the Xbox's past talking about how it got made and we were the crazy renegades.
Yep.
Mm. Blah, blah, blah.
It would have been on Netflix, but the Xbox never killed anyone. So Netflix aren't interested in a doco about it.
If you dropped an Xbox on someone's head, then maybe.
In mysterious circumstances.
And then some more backwards compatible titles got announced. 70-something.
Yeah, and
this is it.
And then later on they clarified we're also done now.
In a blog post, I believe they clarified,
Due to technical and licensing constraints, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like it's just very hard to do. So they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
We've done about as much as we think we can. Because
they go through
a lot.
They're partially emulated, but they make sure that they tweak textures and controls and things.
Yeah. Yeah. So people notice that stuff as well because like some old 360 games were getting updates during the week, but it was just an update to the emulator that they're running on.
Right.
So if that makes sense. So all of that stuff. And then, oh, and one last thing. Here's the people from 343 to tell you about Halo. And they're like, guess what? Go play it.
Go play it.
Right now.
And so
well, this seems very funny that it was like, it's because it's meant to be. Well, the campaign is out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
That all of a sudden they've gone, you know what would make more sense? Putting it out for the 20th anniversary.
Mm. Well,
why don't we just fucking do that?
We kind
I mean, it's ready.
Yeah.
Why don't we just hit the button?
Yeah.
Why are we putting it out 2 weeks after the 20th anniversary?
It's very smart too because it has given them a bit of time. Like, A, it seems like a nice little surprise and everyone's into it. This is the free-to-play portion, so anyone can play it.
Yep.
It gives them time to spread out that launch day to test server load and stuff like that because technically this is a beta of it.
Right.
They're like, we're putting it out early as a beta version. So the
lowers the expectations.
Exactly. Yes. There are disconnections and there are problems with it and it's having a few bugs and things, but people aren't mad about it at all because technically it hasn't launched yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
and this is, this is kind of like the best kind of things that happen in video games. Something that you're really into, that you've been looking forward to, all of a sudden just out. Nice little surprise, nice little treat. Really does feel like the devs have snuck into your room and left a nice little present under the bed for you when you wake up at 5 a.m.
A present under the bed?
A present under the bed.
Yeah.
The
boogeyman. You'll never find it.
Yeah.
Use tissues.
Thanks, guys.
The tone around this one honestly feels really good in that way, though.
Yeah.
The things I've seen the devs say and all of that stuff, especially after Halo 5 was like the biggest disappointment Halo in the series and Master Chief Collection, how they've had to go and fix Master Chief Collection and work really hard to pretend Halo 5 never existed.
Yeah.
Other than the multiplayer, which was good, but the single player wasn't. But that whole tone has been very nice and it's a good, open, talkative group of people who are making it and very communicative.
Yep.
And that was part of why people found out about this is because they were like tweeting at them saying, is this happening? And they got radio silence back.
Right.
From last year where they revealed it, I was a bit underwhelmed by that initial thing and then it gets delayed by ages. But it does really seem now like, now that it's about to happen and it's good that they bought themselves the extra time.
Yeah.
It seems good. It seems like it's having a nice, because it kind of, I don't know. There was a lot of things about a year ago that seemed like, oh, is this a bit of a nail in the coffin of this game? But it feels like now it's so we played it yesterday.
Yep.
And again,
Australian time when it came out because we're recording this on Wednesday. So we played it day of release.
Yes.
Yes, we did, yeah.
And there's now a video on our YouTube channel where you can watch us playing it. Mm-hmm. There will be, when this comes out.
Yeah.
So once again, head over to the YouTube channel. My first time playing a Halo game. I had a lot of fun with it.
You've never played a Halo game before?
Opinion disregarded.
I don't want to hear about this.
I really enjoyed it.
This gate is here for a reason. And I'm going to keep it. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it, because we did just jump into the multiplayer straight away. There is like a boot camp thing and like AI modes and things where you can kind of learn the game a bit, which is great to have in there, because their plan is to have this be Halo for 10 years is what they're saying, which seems like a long time.
That's what infinite means in Latin, 10 years.
Yeah, this will go on forever or 10 years, whichever comes first, which honestly at this point in human history could be either way.
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes.
And it is. It feels fucking fun to play. I've been playing a lot of it the last 24-ish hours, and I'm really enjoying it.
Mm. It looks great. It ran really well
it
for
runs
all of us, I think.
It perfectly. Yeah. Looks beautiful. No server issues for us.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
We
Not
got right
point,
in there.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There have been a couple more for me as I've played it a bit more, and problems with like the quick resume stuff on Xbox.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That sort of thing. Things that game, like, I mean, Forza Horizon 5, which is out, has similar problems like that as well. There's been problems with the multiplayer and things like that for me with that game too. And it's not been like disconnection during matches or anything like that for me at this point. And it's been just such a fun time. The playlists of the game modes are well put together, I think. I'm getting a good variety of things. The maps seem really good.
Mm-hmm.
All of the guns are feeling nice to shoot at people. Mm-hmm. The controls feel like Halo in a classic way, but also modernized in ways that you don't necessarily notice, but like with the sprint and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm accidentally meleeing all the time because it's connected to the right stick, which is killing me, but I'm going to learn it. I'm really having a good time. I bought the season pass.
Woof.
Okay.
It's like at that point where I was earning experience and not unlocking stuff because I didn't have the all cosmetic battle pass.
I've heard the only criticism has been of the battle pass and what you get and how much it costs and that sort of structure.
Yes. I wanted to have a look at it because we do this podcast.
Wait,
but
what?
All of the... what you're getting is just like pretty similar looking helmets and stuff like that. Like all Halo guys look like Halo guys.
Yeah.
So they could do a bit more to fancy that up a little, and I do think it's a little pricey. It's $15 where normally most of them are a bit less than that, and you don't. So but they've said that they intend to look at that and maybe change it and stuff like that, and I do believe them this time around because they fixed one of the most broken games I've ever played. Like, talk about broken remasters. Master Chief Collection was fucking fucked early on, like in 2014 this is, and they have made that great now.
Right.
And they intend to keep supporting it for a bit, I think, but they're pretty much like, everyone can move over to Infinite, I think, is the idea.
Yeah.
So I'm super looking forward to trying out the campaign and stuff, because the multiplayer is like what you'd expect from a...
It's a pretty old-fashioned kind of multiplayer, right?
For the smaller squad kind of games, and then you've got the big team battle things, which is closer to a kind of Battlefield-y thing, but... Yeah, it is old-fashioned in the way that it plays a lot like Halo 1 or 2.
Right.
Maps are pretty small, though the ones we played were.
Yeah, then you've got the bigger ones with other modes, which are in sort of a separate section of the multiplayer. But yes, they're smaller than a Fortnite, whatever type of that thing.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe that's kind of why I liked it, because it felt more to me like playing GoldenEye with a group of mates than
it is. It is arena team deathmatch.
Yeah, it is more Quake or GoldenEye or Unreal Tournament than a more modern
family.
You know, yes.
It's more like Quake than Modern Family. Yeah. You've got to give me that.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Huge.
I think that's true.
Have
it's
you
more
watched...
British Office than you.
Have you watched Modern Family?
Yes, I've seen every episode.
Okay, well,
it's the funniest fucking show on TV, I reckon.
Tommy was looking at the camera when he said that.
That honestly makes the whole thing a lot more edgy and cool for me that he was looking at the camera. That's a really great idea that they came up with.
I just looked to the side to a
he
different camera.
He really did too. Yeah. I could see that you were imagining a camera.
I exhaled
somewhere.
And rolled my eyes to the other camera.
Really hurtful. Those characters are being mean to each other when they're doing that in real life in the show.
If you knew Dwight Schrute in real life, you'd be nice to him because he's clearly not the same as everyone else.
So I reckon go give it a try, honestly.
Give it a honk. I'm personally waiting for the campaign. Didn't really love it. Just as a taste thing. Like, well presented, ran perfectly, visually fantastic. Don't tend to like that kind of multiplayer. Like when I played the last Call of Duty Black Ops game, Cold War, I didn't play the multiplayer once, but I loved the campaign.
Right.
So I'm excited to play the campaign of this.
Me too. I liked the multiplayer, but that's not the sort of thing I tend to play.
Yep.
So I won't be, you know, I'm not going to be sinking hours and hours and hours into it.
Yep.
But yeah, it has made me a lot more excited for the campaign. I was a bit on the fence about whether I'd even bother, but now I'm, or even whether it would end up being any good. I think I was a little skeptical on that. But yeah, they've taken the time. This seems like it's got an incredible amount of polish to it already, even just in this multiplayer mode. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, especially because we played with you guys on PC and me on an Xbox. It was all seamless. We were so easily able to join into a group and play cross-play multiplayer stuff with each other.
Yep.
And it's a cool way of like dropping it early like this. I think will lead to them selling a lot more copies of that campaign version too.
Yes,
because this is free to play, and the campaign is the thing you're buying.
Yep.
And they've really made a case for it. At the very least, it is going to feel like a good shooter.
It's going to get Game Pass subscriptions, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be full game purchases. Yeah.
A new Halo campaign that's really, really good.
Yeah. Especially when you can get like 3 months for a dollar.
Yes.
At the moment, but two. So
it's like, remember that trailer from a year ago? It is leagues ahead of where it was. Just the feeling and the vibe around it as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. Like they did, it's crazy that they delayed a flagship game so soon before it came out by a year.
That's right, yeah.
And it has been completely the right decision by all.
I would love to see, I would love to know what was going on. It must have been to need a year, and for that to happen so close to launch, it must have been in a fucking bad state.
Absolutely.
And who makes that? Who's the person that's like, you would imagine there's meeting after meeting, assessing like the cost and the damage and all this kind of stuff, and then just like, who's the person who finally goes, we've got to fucking do it. This is non-negotiable. We just have to do this.
Completely, because I'm really enjoying that multiplayer. It's classic Halo stuff. It's free, so give it a try, because I do think that it will appeal to lots and lots of people. It does, I get why it wouldn't to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's partly because it's a multiplayer shooter and because it has a very specific rhythm to Halo that you have to adjust to that is not similar to plenty of other shooters too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, but I reckon it's it seems like I am also more excited for the campaign than this multiplayer, even though I'm playing a bunch of this, and it's this bodes well for that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the all-time great campaigns is picking up the
Napoleon
old
against the world.
No. Razor V pubes.
Yes. Something that has as much appeal as this new Halo game.
Yeah.
Is a nice little product from Manscaped. Our good mates at Manscaped are supporting the show again. And if you are looking for a little gift around the holidays,
to put underneath someone's bed,
mayhap a Thanksgiving, perhap a Christmas.
Has Thanksgiving happened already?
No idea.
No, it's like the very end of November.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey.
Remember, the very end of November.
Could be Canadian Thanksgiving, which is a different day. So, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever the holiday might. Maybe it's a birthday in December.
I think you should give thanks every day. And the perfect way to do that is with
Manscaped.com, their Performance Package 4.0, which we all have now.
Yep.
We've been graciously given by Manscaped to test out the Lawnmower 4.0. It's the best. It's the best razor I've ever owned.
Yep.
And I used to say that about the Lawnmower 3.0.
That's dead to me.
No, I've still got it.
Yeah,
it's
me
still
too.
Like it's
they really backed themselves to actually go up a full version.
Yeah.
They're never like, you know what? Here's the 3.5.
Yeah.
Here's like the 3 Pro.
Yeah. They've changed the design a little bit. There's a little emblem now. It's a little more hexagonal. It feels a bit futuristic to me.
It's got a good like wireless charger thing, and you get like this whole gift pack thing if you order that. And it is genuinely like, especially for people who you don't really know what to get, which is literally every person I can think of.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, for people that you don't respect, you can get them this.
No, you'd have to respect because
people you do. It's perfect for everyone.
If you've got about 4/5 of the amount of respect for them that they think you do, then you know what? You could secretly get 20% off by using the code FILTHY.
Fantastic.
And free shipping alongside.
That's right. 20% off free shipping if you enter the code FILTHY at manscaped.com. Tell them the Filthy Boys sent you. And thank you again to Manscaped.
Email support separately and tell them.
Yeah, you actually should do that. It does help us a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you to Manscaped for supporting Filthy Casuals once again.
Good product.
Yeah. Very good product.
You know what else is shaping up to be a good product?
Tell me.
A game that I like to call Elden Ring. Do you know why I like to call it that? Because it's the official name.
That's
the
okay. Yeah, that's the but title. Do you like calling it that? When you feel, does it have good mouth feel?
No, honestly, no.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Elden Ring.
It comes out, it's like telling people what you've been up to. I've been playing a lot of this video game called Elden Ring.
Yeah, that's definitely one where I'd be like, oh, I've just been playing this game I've been into lately. It's good. They'll be like, what game? And I'll be like, it's a new one by, do you know the people who made Dark Souls?
Yeah.
It's by them.
Yeah.
What's it called? Elden Ring. I've been really enjoying Elden Ring.
Too embarrassing for me. I'm just going to tell people I've been polishing my big-breasted anime statues that are in my room.
Yeah. So over the weekend, they did a network test of Elden Ring, which was basically a big area from the game that you could walk around in for three-ish. I think it was 3 hours. Maybe it was a five-hour day. I can't remember.
Right.
But a number of hours. And
at a time, right? Little
In chunks that don't transfer over to the main game or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just a beta to test the networking stuff that they sent out. They had like a lottery for it.
Mm.
A network test is where you know that you're mad as hell,
yeah,
but you're trying to ascertain
whether or not you can take it anymore.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Put your windows up, boys. We're having a network test.
A network test is when someone comes to your house and says, what's the Wi-Fi password? And you have to go, It's Elden Ring.
Yeah. What's more embarrassing to say, I played Elden Ring or my Wi-Fi name is Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi.
I played Elden Ring on my Wi-Fi network.
Yeah.
My Wi-Fi.
That's another one.
That's another one.
So I didn't get the lottery thing, but my brother did.
Mm.
I immediately called him and demanded, because of COVID stuff, I couldn't go down there. But
what did you call him?
Huh?
What did you call him?
I called him a little shit.
Yeah.
You give me that fucking code.
Is he your younger brother?
He's my younger brother.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, he got the code, so it was like, you play it.
Yes.
But
you're the older brother. You should have bullied him into just handing it over.
Nah, he makes a good point.
Yeah. I'm a good older brother.
Right.
Okay.
Would he see it that way?
I don't know. We don't talk about that sort of stuff.
Can you call him up? I've never spoken to him. So.
Not a chance.
Come on.
But we did we used the
I'd love to have him as a correspondent.
He's kind of our Elden Ring correspondent.
He's been a correspondent for one or two things. Remember, there's been things he's gotten before you. Yeah.
And it happened again, and we used the remote play thing that I've never used before, and it works okay.
Right.
Sometimes had connection issues and stuff, but for most of the time was able to stream pretty good quality video to me of him playing it while we talked about it on Discord, and that was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
But so I had a look at one of the sessions. That was the only one I could make time for.
Mm-hmm. How many did he get in on?
I don't know if he did all of them, because there were good and bad seeming parts about this game.
Okay.
Oh.
So the big change from the previous Souls games that From has made is that this one is open world, and that has drawbacks to the way these games work, where similar to lots of open world stuff, you can go anywhere.
Mm.
Right? It is a living, breathing New York City recreation.
Yes, New Donk City.
The fifth character in Sex and the City. Yeah. I'm familiar with it.
We've all had different ones. And
all equally bad.
Yeah, very low effort for all of them.
We'll put up a poll in the Facebook group. Which one was the worst? All of them.
Did you even know what they were? Yeah. I feel like
I think we mumbled all of them.
Yeah. No confidence in any of them. But so
the Three Stooges, but it's just like real low energy.
Please, you go through the door first.
Whoop, I don't want to. The Three Depressed Stooges.
Mo, you fucking, whatever. Just do it your way.
Hate myself. I'm such a stooge.
I'm just going to carry the ladder vertically, honestly. Then it won't hit any of us.
We don't even fucking need a ladder.
You go first.
What are we fixing? What?
I'm not even going to go through the door, honestly.
I'm not a surgeon. I can't do this.
I'm pathetic. Why would you mistake me for a surgeon?
Dude, I went bald when I was 18. Like, I'm not. Anyway, it doesn't necessarily serve this type of game well in the bit that I saw. It was cool to be able to go anywhere. So you go, you It's like a little tutorial area, and then you come out into a big field similar to Oblivion and all sorts of, you know, open world games. Mm-hmm. And you pick a direction and you just sort of go. You get guidance from, like, you have the similar things to bonfires. They're called sites of grace or points of grace, places of grace, sites of grace.
Sites of grace, I think, yeah.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, oh, that's what they are. they're mismatched, Jack's but they there. Love each other.
Yeah. Jack's there on the horizon. Going,
Karen's
come
there.
Come over here. Yeah.
Karen's there pissed off her nut.
I found a boss standing there. It's going to be harder than you can handle.
And it kind of will point in a direction for you to go. And there is like a path that tries to push you down, but you can go wherever you like. And then there are little dungeons and things like that, similar to shrines from Breath of the Wild,
right,
where it's just like a small, compact version of what you might have gotten in a bigger Dark Souls map from back in the day.
Okay. Right, which are themselves the bigger ones. Like, I've been playing Demon's Souls again.
Right.
Very carefully designed, very curated, very linear, because they're very balanced. There's little tricks, there's little revelations.
Exactly. Well structured.
Yes.
And it knows what you should be able to face by the point that you're up to.
Yep.
This doesn't have that, and it maybe will suffer from that. You know, a small amount of time, like 3 to 5 hours for a game of this sort of scale, isn't enough to be able to tell.
Yeah.
But it did seem like it made it a little... It took away that element that was such a good element of their previous games.
Yeah.
Of that intricate level design and that great pacing.
This is a style of game that, as I understand it, the people that are really into it are very happy for them to just basically do the same thing again and again and again. I don't think I haven't gotten the impression that anyone was really crying out for innovation with these games, even though I'm sure they welcome it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, like you're saying, it's like, yeah, it is what it is. It's very expertly crafted.
Yes,
like
and
anyone's
no.
going, this needs a shake up.
Mm. I think they'd done about as much as they could without the next one being the one that was too much.
Sure, yeah.
Right. You know? So it is.
But even though, like, people would have loved a Bloodborne 2.
Right, right.
Which was slightly different from the Dark Souls ones.
And Sekiro is different again.
Yep.
And this one, it plays a lot like Dark Souls, but with like a jump button, I guess, now, and this different structure is the main big thing. You can sort of craft, and you can there's that sort of open world stuff now that wasn't so much in the others, where you're gathering resources and you're like killing smaller enemies to get meat, and to, like, if you take out this small group, you'll recharge your health because you've taken out this group. Like things like that are little innovations, kind of. But these small little mini, like, caves and stuff that you're going into that have like a tiny portion of a level seem okay still.
Yep.
There's like, hey, climb up this way and then you'll turn on the switch and, oh, the entrance is actually back down there where you came in. Cool.
Right.
And then you get little bosses and stuff like that at the end of them that do seem of the same sort of quality that those bosses have been generally. Like,
yep.
It all seems cool. And then up a big castle, there was a huge boss right at the end that was like a big, tough guy who really came at you with everything he had.
Oh,
and
sounds
I tell you
unpleasant.
What, it was real difficult.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So is your brother, young Adam, call him Yadam for short.
Yadam.
Does Yadam feel the same way as you do about this? And is he also as into this series of games?
He is probably more into it than me.
Okay.
Wow.
And
the series overall or this?
The series.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And had more of a problem with this bit. It was him who pointed it out to me.
Right.
That you kind of.
So he's like extreme Adam. He likes the series more and has more of an issue with it.
Yeah.
He's me cranked up to 7 because I'm running at about a 4.
Sure. Okay. Of course, yeah.
But I.
Classic
kind of saw it, but it's tough to tell without the full scale of the thing.
Yeah,
of course.
You're cordoned off into this smaller part of the
James
world
cordoned
and all
off.
Of that. Hopefully not.
Hell on earth. Well, we remember we all got
stuck because of James Corden. Being in carpool karaoke is literally a nightmare.
Yep. Yeah.
Sing it in your ear. Fuck off, James. You talentless fuck.
Well, we all got to play a little preview of Breath of the Wild before it came out.
Right? I was going
and
to
we
say,
all walked
yes.
away from that going, yep. we think this is going to be pretty bad. But as it turned out, we had just been shown a section of the game that was not at all representative of what it is like when you're
100%. And I think that is a very fair comparison, because when you are dropped into this big area and you know you have a time limit, you don't do it normally.
Yes.
You know? Yep. And so we were kind of trying to go into all these places and see what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't
it wasn't the way to do it.
Yeah.
In terms of testing the network, it did seem like it had some issues.
Okay.
There's multiplayer. The multiplayer stuff is a big part of the Souls kind of series.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went in and did like help some people fight some bosses and whatever. And there was like a pack of wolves who wouldn't animate while they moved around.
Oh.
So they were just like sitting down like, you know, a comfy dog and then getting up and floating around trying to bite us, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. That could be deliberate. That sounds pretty scary.
It was quite terrifying. So I it looked like it played well.
Right.
And the combat seemed to be of the same style very much.
Mm-hmm.
Where you will have lots of different options for how you want to play the game.
Yep.
Some will make it easier, some will make it harder for you. So that's how they control their difficulty stuff, is basically with your equipment and your abilities. It is a wait and see from that demo. I know that a lot of people have been reacting very positively to it.
Okay.
But it is yet to be seen, as far as I am concerned, whether or not this change of format will be to the benefit or detriment of it as a whole.
Interesting.
But it does seem like the fundamentals will still be there and still be cool. So I'm still really looking forward to it.
Great.
But it was an element of it that I hadn't really considered that it could be a negative.
You were going in expecting to have your socks just knocked off.
Right. Mm. And it was like you say, the scale of it is part of being able to enjoy that open world.
Poking around and finding things and
taking your time with it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And more sensibly working your way through it and probably not being dropped into this specific area.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if this was the literal start of the game or not.
Right.
But then also we were able to run through a ton of like obstacles because of the open world nature of it, it was possible to do that in ways that it hadn't been in previous games.
So right.
We'll see. But it was really, really interesting and it looks cool. The dynamic weather effects and the day and night cycle and stuff applied to this series is fucking awesome to me. So I'm really keen to actually get proper hands on it. But whether or not they pull off an open world for their first time having done it, basically...
Mm.
Is an interesting thing to wait and have a look at.
Yeah, February next year, 4 months.
Yeah, that sounds right. 25th of February, I reckon.
Coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of getting a proper hand on things, I've been sinking into Inscription this week.
Yes.
Talked about it a little bit the other week. I was very, very early on in it. Just had my head around kind of like the base mechanics of it. But further in, I think I'm like... 2/3 of the way through is
it sounds like it roughly, maybe.
Maybe a bit over half, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. But really loving it. And again, just to reiterate, we will, in our end of the year, game of the year episode, we'll do a full spoiler deep dive. But really recommend playing it.
Yes.
Persevering with it, even if it seems like you're being put on your ass a bit at the start. Mm. And kind of the big thing I'm taking away from it is I've never played any of these like deck building virtual card games before. And this is a very layered version of that kind of game.
Yes, it is.
Without giving anything away. But the main thing that I'm enjoying about it is just the actual card playing mechanics. So I think I'm now going to go in and try like a Slay the Spire or something that. And it's kind of it's weird because it's like I'm playing the thing that's like sort of flipping it on its head, and that's what's making me go, oh, maybe I should try this genre, which I guess is like going and watching a Daniel Kitson show and then going, I might check out Seinfeld.
Yeah. This comedy stuff.
I'm really keen to try the thing that I keep coming back to that I'm enjoying, even though I'm liking all the other stuff that it's doing, I am just the fundamentals of just the card game is what I'm really enjoying the most. So,
I agree. Yeah.
I hadn't finished it last week, had I? I think I was also very early on. I powered through it in like 2 days. I basically got over a threshold. I sort of got to grips with the card mechanics and then I just powered all the way through the game.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. But it's in terms of spoiling our game of the year stuff.
No, you can't spoil that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
We'll have a conversation about it for sure.
Yeah.
I could probably tell you my games of the year now, actually, so we could spoil that.
But it's one of my favorite games that I've played recently. That's for damn sure. It's so creative. And yeah, the card mechanics are incredible. I've played Slay the Spire. I've played a bunch of the big card games. And I've never really enjoyed any of them to the point where I keep playing them. You know, right. I've tried them and been like, oh, this is interesting. Slay the Spire is probably one that I, you know, put in a few more hours into than other ones.
Right.
But this, for pure card mechanics, this is the best one that I've played.
Right.
I think so too. Yeah.
It's really well done, really well balanced, a lot of interesting little tweaks to it.
I'm really looking forward to being able to talk about it openly for Game of the Year stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's some elements of it that I want to talk about more.
Yes. Yeah.
But I saw something you wrote about it to some people who knew about it.
Yeah.
And I agree with some of the things that you said.
Oh, sure.
We will talk about it.
Shut up.
In weeks to come. Yeah,
I probably will have finished it by next week. But again,
yeah, you are smashing through it now.
Yeah, just wanted to reiterate it that if you
give it a play, because
if you're not interested at all, then sure. But fair warning that in a couple of weeks we will be going all in. So you've got it's not a super long game, as I understand it. So you've got your time to get it,
10-11 hours,
and get through it and hear us talk about it in a lot more detail in the Game of the Year, because that's probably one of the only things that's like that we'd be talking about at the end of the year that's like actually really spoilable, I guess.
Oh.
That we haven't, you know what I'm, we haven't really had to do too many like big sealed sectiony kind of things this year, because
I reckon.
I don't even remember if we did.
I think we did one, and I assume Halo, you know, people won't want to hear the ending of it.
Right. Sure. Well, and the story of that campaign will be a really key thing to whether or not I enjoy it for sure, because they fucked it with the fifth one.
Right.
And it will be cool to see if they can correct the ship.
Yeah. Actually, there's such a continuity to Halo that I will have to read some Wikipedia pages.
Even if you had played all of the Halo games, when 343 took over and put out Halo 4, you had to have read at least one of the books. And they didn't explain all the shit. So honestly, watch a fucking YouTube video or something probably before. Because, it's complicated and stupid at the same time.
But I wonder if they'll, it seems to me like, is this maybe like a sort of a soft reboot? Like they would have to be assuming that a lot of people are coming to it pretty fresh.
I think that is how they're viewing it.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, but then I think it'll be a middle ground thing. Ideally, it'll be a middle ground there where they keep everything that they've done and move it forward, but in a way that doesn't exclude new people. It's as easy as that.
next week I think we're going to go a bit, or you guys are going to go a bit further into Shin Megami Tensei 5.
We've been playing it, but it is a long game, so we need to play more before having proper, fully formed thoughts on it.
I think it looks nice.
I think it runs bad.
Yes, it does.
But
the menus run bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. It takes forever to get going, but I'm into it so far.
Yeah. I'm keen to keep playing it, and we'll do a proper review next week.
Excellent stuff.
Yes.
Well, let's leave it there for this week. Filthycasuals.com.au. You can find the links to our YouTube, as we've mentioned a couple times. There's multiple videos going up every week.
Yep.
We've got the Patreon, where you can get a bonus episode about pop culture stuff every week.
We're about to record the one for next Monday.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Sure are.
Yes.
Turn the oven off.
Also the Bandcamp episodes where we do these long deep dives.
What's the most recent?
Star Wars.
Oh, yes. Every single Star Wars game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can get all them. Go to the website for all that kind of stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Until then, as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Oh, man. I actually said the end of this earlier in the episode by surprise. It was meant to be here, but go back through and you'll be able to find it earlier than it was meant to happen. It's because of the fucking Halo thing. I literally forgot again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.